ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 304, if you will, where I simply read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions, to encourage you to read the Holy Bible again in a year's time with your family. If you're single, to read your Bible again all the way through. And as you know, if you are single and you're struggling in praying and reading the Bible each day, you can join us live or you can join us on demand via podcast. And many of you have done so, making this suite of Bible reading podcasts number one, number two, and number three in our family of right at 50 different podcasts for the first time ever. So we thank God for you all joining us, and even families who struggle with praying together and reading the Bible together. You may join us as well, but we would rather for you to peel off and pray and read the Bible as God would lead you. Beloved, today we are reading 1 Chronicles chapter 27, Isaiah chapter 20, and Hosea chapter 13, and we're going straight to the Word of God today. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing 1 Chronicles chapter 27 from the Word of God. Please join me in prayer first. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. By the way, prayer time is very tedious and very boring if you just sit and listen. But if you pray with me, and I want to invite all of our friends who are participating live and online to pray for us as we pray for you. So everybody pray to God. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us down through the years. It is a miracle that we are here today, as you know, because you did it by your power. And Holy Father God, we can't take any credit for the good things you've done in our lives and that we have even done by your power. You deserve all of the credit, the glory, and the praise. We can only take credit for the bad things, our sins and failures in our lives. And even our chastisement is our fault. And so, Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you also for salvation, spiritual, family, life, financial, material, protection and provision blessings that you've bestowed upon us down through the years. And Holy Father God, we individually, Lord, confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins. Lord, bad, evil attitudes towards you. Lord, help everybody here and everybody out there to realize that bad attitudes are really ultimately against you, as you showed us in the message on yesterday. For Lord, if we have a bad attitude towards others, we have a bad attitude towards you. If we have a bad attitude towards you, we have a bad attitude towards others. And so, Lord, help everybody who has a bad attitude, a demonic attitude, to confess it as sin, not just as a little mood that they may be in. And Holy Father God, help us to confess the sins of all disobedience, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, bad attitudes, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit, all unrighteousness, all ungodliness, all uncleanness, lying, dishonesty, deceit, disrespect for authority, pride and rebelliousness, stubbornness and witchcraft, and all other sins, for Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us. For you want us to face and deal with the sin problem in our lives. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. And Holy Father God, wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us this morning, and fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit in full measure, in spite of ourselves. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would deliver us, each and every one of us, collectively and individually, from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, as we continue in prayer, we pray for the salvation of every lost soul across this country and around the globe and in the media. We pray for the revival of every Christian in this country, around the globe, and in the media. We pray for the healing of those who are sick with the coronavirus plague, some who know it and some who don't, and with other diseases. If they are your people, help them to call for the elders of the church and help them to confess their sins honestly and transparently so that they can be healed and raised up. And Lord, for those who don't know your Savior, save their lost souls. Draw them to yourself and save them and then heal them. We pray, Holy Father God, for all of the people who are hurting because of the coronavirus plague and the death of loved ones. Lord, comfort them as only you can. And we pray that you'll draw them to yourself for salvation and comfort. Draw them to your Holy Scriptures for salvation and comfort. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'll help all of us who name the name of Christ, who claim to be believers in Jesus Christ, followers of Christ. Help us, Holy Father God, to humble ourselves for real, to pray for real, to seek your face for real, to turn from our wicked ways for real. And Lord, help us to truly repent and get back to you, Lord Jesus, in a very real sense, and back to our first works, by your grace, by your strength, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, unleash the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, like never before. upon the hearts and minds and lives of those who are lost, that they may come to know you as Savior. Convict them of their sins and help them to hear the gospel as it floats all around the world. And Lord, have your Holy Spirit to work a work of revival in the hearts and minds and lives of people around the world for your glory, praise, and honor, even though, Lord, as you know, we don't deserve it. I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, for people all over this country, so many more have become depressed and defeated and disgusted and some suicidal. So I pray for your people first and foremost right now that, Lord, you'll help us all to focus on you and keep our minds and hearts stayed on you, because you'll keep us in perfect peace. Once we get our hearts right with you, by humbling ourselves and praying and seeking your face and turning from our wicked ways, Lord, we pray that you will deliver us from all of our tribulations and troubles, trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Deliver us, Holy Father God, from all care, worry, and anxiety. And fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And then, Holy Father God, deliver us from all distresses and afflictions. Deliver us, Lord, from all spiritual and mental and physical and emotional, family and life and financial and material, those who are facing food crisis and a food crisis and a housing crisis because of evictions and foreclosures. Lord, we pray that you'll be with them. And Lord, we pray that you, students who are struggling to move forward in college because of the coronavirus plague or for other reasons in their lives, such as laziness and foolishness and wasting time, and those who are struggling with financial aid and debt, financial school debt, and so forth. Lord, we pray that all of that would be wiped away. And Lord, we pray that you'll help everybody to move forward in their lives another day by your grace, trusting in you, depending upon you, looking to you. And those who are not saved, Lord, help them to come to know you as Savior, so that they can reap the benefits of being your child. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cast all care upon you. For Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace and with your joy. And Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word. Grant me and all of us your grace, your strength, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word properly and right for your glory, your praise, and honor. For the glory, praise, and honor of Jesus Christ, for the salvation of the lost, and for the revival of the saved. And Holy Father God, today is Saturday, and we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, because he does intensify on the weekend, but because we worship you and preach the gospel every day here, he is attacking us in every which way that he can, constantly, 7 days a week. But with that, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, betrayal and sabotage and foolishness, the cast out the satanic demonic spirit of Jezebel and the spirit of treachery and pride and stubbornness and rebelliousness and witchcraft. Cast out the satanic demonic spirit of Sanballat and Tobias, who put forth the distraction and hindrance to try to hinder your work and your holy gospel from going forward and your holy word from going forward into the world. And Holy Father God, give us all sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil once again today, and our enemies, for we do have enemies. And Lord, I do pray that, Lord, you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from this time today. And Lord, give us the power of your Holy Spirit to overcome the devil and the world and the flesh. And Lord, I pray that you would bless as you normally do, with great unction and anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit in my life and in the lives of others, so that they can understand your holy word as they read it. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, today that you'll protect our family and all other Christian families, all other Christian singles in this country and around the globe. Lord, protect us from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. And Lord, I pray that you place upon us the whole arm of God, surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Save those souls that are lost, revive those who are saved. Glorify your holy name and lift up your holy Son, Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we do pray. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 27. 1 Chronicles chapter 27. Now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course were 24,000. Over the first course, for the first month, was Joshabim, the son of Zabdiel, and in his course were 24,000. Of the children of Perez was the chief of all the captains of the host for the first month. And over the course of the second month was Dodai and Hohite, and of his course was Migloth, also the ruler. In his course likewise were 24,000. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course were 24,000. This is that Benaiah, who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30, and in his course was Amzabad, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah, his son, after him, and in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shamhuth the Israelite, and in his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, and in his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helaz the Pelonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibbekai, the Hushathite of the Zahites, and in his course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anatothite of the Benjamites, and in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Mahare the Netophathite of the Zahites, and in his course were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah the Pirathonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai the Netophathite of Othniel, and in his course were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the ruler of the Reubenites was Eliezer, the son of Zichri, of the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Maacah, of the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel, of the Aaronites, Zadok, of Judah, Elihu, one of the brethren of David, of Issachar, Amri, the son of Machiel, of Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah, of Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azrael, of the children of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Azariah, of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah, of the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, the son of Zechariah, of Benjamin, Jaazael, the son of Abner, of Dan, Azareel, the son of Jeroham. These were the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David took not the number of them from 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like to the stars of the heavens. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to number, but he finished not, because there fell wrath for it against Israel, neither was the number put in the account of the chronicles of King David. And over the king's treasures was Asmaveth, the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles was Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over them that did the work of the field for tillage of the ground was Ezri, the son of Shelub. And over the vineyards was Shimei, the Ramathite. Over the increase of the vineyards was the wine sellers, was Zabdi, the Shifmite. And over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Belhanan, the Gederite. And over the sellers of oil was Joash. And over the herds that fed in Sharon was she'd ride, the Sharonite, and over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat, the son of Adlai. Over the camels also was Obil, the Ishmaelite, and over the asses was Jedeah, the Meronothite, and over the flocks was Jaziz, the Hagarite. All these were the rulers of the substance, which was King David's. Also, Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe, and Jehiel, the son of Hachmoni, was with the king's sons. And Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai, the Archite, was the king's companion. And after Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar, and the general of the king's army, was Joab. Ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah chapter 20. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing from the Word of God, Isaiah chapter 20. In the year that Tartan came unto Ashdod, when Shargon the king of Assyria sent him and fought against Ashdod and took it, at the same time spake the Lord by Isaiah the son of Amos, saying, Go and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins, and put off thy shoe from thy foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. And the Lord said, Like as my servant Isaiah hath walked naked and barefoot 3 years, for a sign and wonder upon Egypt and upon Ethiopia, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians prisoners, and the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, even with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. And they shall be afraid and ashamed of Ethiopia their expectation, and of Egypt their glory. And the inhabitant of this isle shall say in that day, Behold, such is our expectation, whither we flee for help to be delivered from the king of Assyria, and how shall we escape? Ladies and gentlemen, Hosea chapter 13. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing from the Word of God, Hosea chapter 13. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel, but when he offended in Baal, he died. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver and idols according to their own understanding. All of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passeth away, as the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Therefore I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard. By the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the call of their heart, and there will I devour them like a lion, and wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? And thy judges, of whom thou saidst, give me a king and princes. I gave thee a king in mine anger, and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come. The wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women and child shall be ripped up. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to read your pure, unadulterated, and holy word. Have it to find a deep lodging place in all of our hearts and minds, souls, and spirits. Help us to be warned that you do not want us to forget you because of the blessings you have bestowed upon us. And Lord, I believe that anybody who has any spiritual connection to you can see that we have done that in America just as the Israelites have done. And Holy Father God, all we can pray is have mercy and grace upon such wretched people as we are in your church today and in this country. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of all of our sins. And Lord, help us to truly humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and get back to you, our first love, by your grace, by your strength, and by the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray that millions would come to know your Savior, and millions of Christians would, in the words of Jonathan Kahn, return to you. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.